I actually was asked this by a friend of mine. He's actually been on here before, but on the show before. But he asked me this when we were at work today, and it was like, did I see the Last of Us TV show? And I went, oh, no, what are you, crazy? That was my exact answer. I was like, ew, no, what are you, crazy? Because there's a multitude of things going on within the gaming industry that is just kind of really fucked up in terms of what's to come for games. But for The Last of Us, I'm more so upset at what I know is the inevitable of the series, right? They have no choice but to continue on to the other game, even, and like they also announced that they're going to do a part 3 for The Last of Us. Now, realistically, The Last of Us being generally a successor to the Uncharted series, was a game that honestly I believe should have been left alone as a singular title. It kind of had all of that going for it, and it would have made sense in that regard towards like the recent remaster of the game that came out on the PlayStation 5, if that was the case. You know, it was like, if there was no part two, then I can understand why they did the remaster the way they did. But I hope you didn't spend your money on the remaster, because realistically, you got had. The Last of Us is a game that came out on the PlayStation 3, and they just remastered it for the PlayStation 5, and the game just looks slightly better, but there's no improvements on anything. It just looks a little bit better. And that's really a perspective thing, because a lot of people said that the one on the PS4 looked better than what they made for the PS5. So again, if you bought it, you're a sucker. But, you know, if you just happen to like that game that much, you're also a sucker, because that's just stupid. But again, like, there was no improvements or anything like that. That's fucking dumb. But I was asked the question of whether or not I was going to see the show. And the thing is that there's really no point to see the show, because of the fact that I already know what the story for The Last of Us is. Now, I never had the pleasure of actually playing the game, but it was never my cup of tea. It's not something I ever wanted to get into or anything that I wanted to fucking watch, to better put it, because it's a narrative game, right? Now, a narrative game is not a game. There's not really a skill thing kind of required, more so than you just watching a story play out. And I'm going to get into why those are kind of killing the gaming industry, or those are kind of going to be the fall of the gaming industry in a bit. But it's not anything that was like, you know, it was never anything that I was like, oh yeah, I definitely need to play this or see this or anything like that. I have friends that have played it. Well, I just say I have a friend that's played it, and he highly recommends it. He was like, it was amazing. It was fun. It was great. He even got really into the fucking multiplayer, which also I believe the remaster does not have as well. And then they charged $70 for that thing. Dude, why am I even talking about the show? The remaster bullshit. Like, that is so fucking stupid. $70 for an old game, nigga. $49.99 at least. That's the least heights you could do. $29.99 would be perfect, but Jesus Christ, $70 for an old game, just that's its third release on accounts. Fuck you. Bitch. It was like, well, Grand Theft Auto still is releasing content. That's a huge difference. Jesus Christ. Oh man. Anywho. But it's like, there's no point to, like, my friend, you know, highly recommended the game, loved the game and things like that. But it was like, there's no point to the story if you already know what's going to happen. And I know what's going to happen. So being enthralled in it and whatnot is not really anything that I care for, because I don't care for the story in itself, let alone knowing what happened and what all goes down. I don't give a fuck. So the prospect of it being turned into a TV show, you would sit there and think or assume, well, you know, this might be a bad video game adaptation, like all the other bad video game adaptations, what they're going to do. But it came out, met with positive reviews and whatnot. And good for that. Good for the people who essentially give a fuck about that. But honestly, it's one of those things where it's like, if you fucked up on this, then there's no hope for you at all as competent people. They've had the creators being consultants, like they're working side by side with fucking Neil Druckmann and the rest of them. They even got people, like the actors and actresses seems to be people who are competent. You know, they're known, but really good actors and actresses playing these characters and whatnot. And they're following beat for beat a game that essentially had everything already laid out in the first place. It's kind of what you would hope for an adaptation for something that's live action. But it's like you kind of had no choice but to fall into this correction. Like you had no choice but to do this because of the fact that the game that you're being laid out has no room for error or objectivity or any type of discretion or anything like that. This is totally different from stuff like The Witcher or Lord of the Rings or anything like that, where there are these books that people can pick and prod and poke at and be like, oh, change that. It's a game that is heavily dependent upon its linear narrative, right? And it has no other iterations, no other concepts, nothing else that it can stem from that you could possibly try to take anything from aside from just that original game. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, praising them for not failing is like cheering for somebody for tying their shoe. You're like, you kind of had no choice. Otherwise, your shoe's going to fall off. Like, your shoe's going to fall off if you don't tie your shoe. But when you tie the shoe, you decide to throw them a party for it. That's not really anything to get that hyped up over. It's not, because this isn't the first time we've seen a good video game adaptation, and it won't be the last time we've seen a good video game adaptation. So I'm strictly with the calm the fuck down. Now, for the people who are getting into this because it's something new and they never got the chance to play the game, that I'm all for. I'm 100% behind anyone doing something like that because of the fact it's like, hey, cool for you. This generally, you know, helps out in terms of expanding your horizons on media and shit like that. Hell, a multitude of people who enjoy comics decide to jump over onto the boat that is manga and anime. And cool. Yeah, expand your horizons. I told you that Marvel and DC would hurt you. Don't you listen? They can't be trusted. They beat on you at night, don't they? Tell me that they beat on you. I know they beat on you. But it's not anything that I personally was like, I would give a damn to actually care for or see. Like I said, I already know the story, so it's like, whatever. Realistically, with a linear, with a narrative-driven video game, that's kind of one of the same things that can make you not play the game, is when it's so heavily narratively driven, when you know it's going to happen, you kind of don't want to do it, because I already know what the story is. So only thing I'm doing is playing a story. I'm not doing this based off of skill or any type of talent or basically for an enjoyment engaging type of concept or anything like that. And it's like, no, it's a survival horror damn near looter shooter technically. Technically it's a looter shooter because you're like a literal looter and not like loot as in what you pick up, loot as in you need raw material to survive. You gonna die, baby. And like I said, it was never my cup of tea when it came out on PlayStation 3, but I understood the reviews and I understood why people liked it. I also understood why people hated Part 2 because of what they did. I mean, these people are on record going around saying that fun is not what we wanted this game to be. How fucking pretentious. And which leads me into why I would opt for anyone to not want to see this. Now, I've heard claim that The Last of Us is possibly one of the best video game stories of all time. Nah, I wouldn't say that. Is it a good video game story? Oh, for sure. Most definitely. Does it deserve the praise that it gets? Oh, hell yeah. Is it something that's worth a play, if not worth a gameplay watch? If like the show itself kind of messes up or anything like that? Fuck yeah. For sure. Is it the greatest story narrative? Is it the greatest video game story of all time? No. I say no, but I also say this without really on the spot having anything to essentially protest against it as like, what's a better story? But for me, you have to remember my favorite video game is Kingdom Hearts 2. And I do believe that games themselves are, much like all art, subjective. So, hey, you take that as whatever. But me personally, The Last of Us is a very well, very done, very intricate story with wonderful acting, fantastic story, a great-ass journey. Hell, the ending is dope as shit. But I just don't hold it as like, oh, top fucking tier. Like, that's like my top 10 best narrative video games of all time. No, and the narrative thing is starting to become a new niche. Whatever with that. Mute this. But it's just not, it ain't that. But I do think that with this crazy-ass concept that's going on within the gaming community right now, where we have an abundance of narrative-driven games and lack of... Now, I'm going to say this word, but trust me, I'm going to explain to you what I mean, because I don't mean what everyone keeps constantly saying. Innovation, right? Now, I say this word knowing full well the double-edged sword that it is. Games that innovate tend to sell less than the games that copy what they've always been doing and just releasing like a sequel or anything like that. This is a fucking fact, all right? For as many Call of Duties that come out and everyone bitch about it playing exactly the same, that Call of Duty sells more than its predecessor. This happens, right? But also you have to think in terms of like funding and whatnot. For every time people buy the Call of Duty that basically was just dog shit because it's a brand new Call of Duty and they got to get on the maps, that funding goes into the next Call of Duty that's going to come out where it's going to be equally just as fucking whack and dumb and bad and whatnot. Instead of the people and the developers giving time to their craft, like creating it, working it out, and then pumping out good quality Call of Duty games over and over and over again. That's what I mean by innovate. What I mean by innovate is the fact that they were able to take the games like Modern Warfare 1 and 2 and re-fucking make them into two completely different games that are now blowing up on the scene in terms of video games, as well as being one, a huge meme bait, but also actually a very good Modern Warfare game. Like, I want to play too, like Modern Warfare 2. I haven't bought a Call of Duty game in a long fucking time. But I want to play too as soon as I get my 5. Like, I like the way that it looks. But I'll be doing it just for the story. So most likely I'll be waiting until it's cheaper. But it's like I respect what happened to the crap. I don't want to play Vanguard. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, Vanguard's a piece of shit. I'm like, no. And it's like heavily inflicting on the multiplayer. Like, oh, all that bullshit. But that's what I mean by innovate. What I mean by innovate is to take games and not just strictly games as a service, but games and do better to actually innovate, to make the games more enjoyable, more fun, more interesting. Things that I would essentially make a fucking game that makes me want to buy a PS5. There's no game out right now that makes me want to buy a PS5. But make something that makes me like, damn, I really wish I had a PS5 right now. I got to play that game. So that's the innovative aspect that essentially would be completely lost with these narrative-driven games becoming a main staple of everything. Now, I'm pretty sure you probably wonder, like, what the fuck am I talking about with this? And it's like, well, think about it. Narrative-driven games have no skill. Like, there's no skill to truly play these games. Like, there's nothing really in it aside from just watching a fucking movie. You just get to move around a little bit and hack and slash away at the round stuff. Look at fucking God of War. You barely do anything in that game rather than just have this slow build and grind of this minutia of a story. I think that was a wrong word to use. But this slow grind in this just boring, slow-paced fucking what is it called? When you're when you got a escort mission, right? With yeah, it's a fucking escort mission. But you just have this slow grind of a story while you're barely doing anything. And it's like, hell, even if the game starts picking up in terms of you being able to play, it'll pause it, stop it, or break whatever immersion you have going into being the God of War in order to shovel in this dumbass fucking story. I mean, the game starts off with you and the boy walking, you know? And I was like, hell, the first game started with you walking to give you a sense of exactly what the fuck it is that you got to look forward to with this game. It's going to be a lot of walking, a lot of dumbass walking. And then it's like, then you add in climbing mechanics, the fact that he can't jump, it's no longer a platformer. And it's like, well, now you have a game that's so narratively focused that it is no longer recognizable to the thing that it is trying to continue the narrative of. And so because of that, dealing with something like The Last of Us, I'm looking at it and it's like, I'm disturbed at the fact that someone was like, we want to make a show based off of a video game. And then they chose The Last of Us, which realistically isn't that old of a game. And there could have been a huge plethora of other games that could have possibly came out that would have basically had a far bigger impact of someone trying to adapt it into a live action series. But The Last of Us is something that literally just got re-released recently, and everyone was like dumbfounded over the fact that why would you do this to something that fucking new? And it came out on PlayStation 3, but still to gamers it's like, you know. It was like, this is how the gaming community is, but at the same time, I completely understand. I fucking play video games. So you have it to where Paramount Plus did the fucking Halo TV series. And then they took incredible liberties with that. They decided to follow books and shit like that. And rather than focus on the video game, which is where everything stemmed from, because someone had a crab up their ass and it told them that the crab was speaking. And it told them that, you know better than everyone else. You should make the show how you want it to be. Add a Korean girl for no fucking reason. The crab was shoveling shit. But that's essentially what people got used to in terms of what to do with the game. But that is a game that was never narratively driven, right? Like, Halo was never that kind of game. Halo was a game that required skill. Halo was a first-person shooter. Halo was a game I was always interested in playing, but I never got the chance to because I did not grow up with an Xbox. That's why I watched that show. But then upon actually watching the show, it was completely ridiculous. They had a bunch of that fucking SJW, social justice bullshit in it. Had a goddamn female character that just could do no wrong because why the fuck not? And then you just had a ridiculous, ridiculous amalgam of story bullshit and dumb shit happening. And then the cherry on top was that everyone who's anyone within the gaming spectrum knows that Master Chief has never removed his helmet. It's not necessary. It's not anything that matters. And it means so much towards the player for the video game because of the fact that that's a way for you to put yourself in Master Chief's shoes. You are Master Chief. Even if he has a voice, you can still imagine yourself as the soldier that is doing all this badass shit because that's the point of a first-person shooter. That's the point of Master Chief and his helmet. That's the point. Very first episode, they removed this nigga helmet and shit just went down fucking hill ever since. And so I can't help but feel bad at the fact that looking at something like The Last of Us, which was a game that was strictly designed to be a narrative game with barely any type of skill set required or any type of difficulty added into it in terms of you being able to be like, oh yeah, like this is a game. It's a game that essentially was like closer to the shit that you had on the Telltale Hearts game than you actually did with something like Uncharted, if you will. It's a game, well, barely Uncharted got anything to do. It's the same. Well, I said Uncharted, that was a bad game to compare it to. Because it's the same fucking thing. But essentially in comparison to something like fucking Super Mario Brothers or Zelda, going all the way to Nintendo, who make games, it shows you what lengths and what concepts they're actually going towards with video games in general. And there couldn't be more of an abundance of proof of that with the fact that you have people like Jeff Keighley constantly shaking hands with anyone and everyone within the movie spectrum. So like different movie producers and movie studio companies and shit like that, he's doing deals with. That's why you get a bunch of those goofy ass commercials during the video game awards. Also, he's a fucking shill and ridiculous. You got Kojima, who also Jeff Keighley just can't get his dick out of his mouth. You got Kojima, who's basically also going around shaking heads with as many movie producers as he can get hold of to make whatever goofy ass thing he wants to make. And you look at Kojima's games or something like Death Stranding, and you look at it and you go, yeah, this whole game was designed, created, and meant to be some ridiculous overarching narrative ghost baby bullshit movie. But you had to make a game up. And so then you just decided, futuristic Amazon delivery driver with baby in a jar. But there's nothing to the fucking game. I mean, hell, you don't even die in the game, right? Like, you get haunted by those little ghost people or whatever, and you just kind of wake up later, like somewhere else or something like that. But there's no real difficulty towards the game, because the purpose of the game isn't playing anything. It's watching this stupid fucking movie. And the problem with the whole narrative video game bullshit now, what's even more of a problem, aside from the fact that it's like, well, clearly they're trying to take these narrative video games and then make movies and TV shows based off of this shit, because franchise, 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 money, money, money. But you're having it to where narrative shit is coming off of the heels of something that already has a grounded fan base, much like with God of War, already had fans from God of War. The Last of Us essentially was a game that came out and blew people away. So then when they made the sequel, which was a crock of shit, and people got annoyed with it and they hated it, well, then they looked at it and the response towards it was, no, this is good. It was like, people were returning it. People hated it. You've seen people destroy the disc. People couldn't stand The Last of Us Part II. But as far as the creators were concerned, that's okay, because we wanted the game to not be fun. But it's like, it's a game, bitch. It's supposed to be fun. That's the purpose of a game. You're having fun. Whether it is that you're getting frustrated constantly like in Elden Ring and whatnot, that frustration is part of the fun. That's what the game is. The game is meant to be hard. And when you play it and you see that it's hard, you start falling in love with the fact that this shit is difficult, but I bet you I can beat it. I bet you give me the tools and some time, I'll beat this game. And that's what people did. So like crazy. It deserved every sense of the word to become game of the fucking year. And thank God that it did. But like if you've seen the Game Awards, then you know, like, yeah, they really wanted it to be God of War. They really wanted it to be God of War. A game that came out in November. Like, the game came out, what was it? It was a week before Pokemon's game came out. And everyone was talking about God of War because it was highly anticipated and blah, 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 blah. But when Pokemon came out, it sold more copies than God of War. In fact, it eclipsed God of War in terms of sales and copies. And it was the highest selling game Nintendo has ever had. The game was a buggy mess that people were annoyed and they hated. But people still played that game like crazy. And that game flew off the shelves. The Last of Us Part II, people tried to return. They were giving that shit away for free when you bought a fucking controller. That's the sign of a bad game. Fallout 76 did the same fucking thing. The store's got too much of this shit. We need to get rid of it. They're like, nobody wants these damn things. Doing the same thing with the fucking Saints Row game right now. But there's... I don't know if they're being, yeah, just, like, there's a lot of, if you go to Walmart or like Target or something like that, you're going to see a lot of those Saints Row games. They probably got like a huge stack of them bitches in like the back rooms and stuff like that. That shit is hilarious. But you see where it's like, yeah, using a namesake and whatnot and blah, 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 it gets you so far, but it's not something that generally would be like, okay, this is a this is good for games, or this actually incorporates or does well for video games or anything like that. It's like, no, these are crazy narratives because the shit is being written as if it's written for a TV show or for a movie. But that's not what you're putting this on. You're putting this on in a video game. So it should be written for a video game, which narratively has to be fundamentally different than a TV show or a movie. Now, you might think with shit like the Heavy Rain and the Detroit Be Human or Detroit Become Human games or the Telltale games and stuff like that. And it's like, no, you can have a game that explains a narrative like a movie. Well, the Detroit Human games and the Heavy Rain and shit like that is talked about by video game reviewers and whatnot. But the games didn't really sell that well. They sold okay. Telltale Heart Gaming Company went bankrupt. No one wanted to play those fucking games. It went bankrupt, and then only recently did someone buy it, and then they're trying to reinstill the Telltale game shit. But again, it went bankrupt for a reason. Nobody wants to play a movie. People want to play a game. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous when you see and when you understand. It's like you're focusing on a media that is not the media that you're working with. Like I said, you got Kojima going around shaking hands and doing all this goofy shit, but this nigga hasn't made a game that was actually a good seller outside of his Metal Gear Solid series. He doesn't own that anymore. The Death Stranding didn't do well at all. The Metacritic score, and you had the whole debacle from Metacritic because of the fact that they sat there and proved that there were botted accounts giving negative reviews to Death Stranding. And then they were like, yeah, get rid of them. Get them out of there. Metacritic, you fucking up. But then they also proved that there were botted accounts giving positive reviews to Death Stranding. And then they were like, that's fine. Leave them in there. It's okay. You sure? Because it turned out that the positive reviews, there were more fake positive reviews than there were negative reviews. Ain't that some shit? But still, you're working with these crazy people who essentially don't understand. You're barely able to make a functioning game, let alone have a narrative that's something that needs to be put on TV or movies. The shit is barely any fun. And a lot of it is basically stemming off of the fact that it's a part of an IP that already has a fan base and a presence. So people are buying this shit anyway, not noticing the fact that the game isn't fun. The story is a piece of shit. And you got a lot of people just all immediately just stroking you off and giving and singing you praises because the gaming industry has evolved to a form where reviewers have to do that shit all the time. That's all they ever fucking do. As soon as a game drops, regardless of how the mass majority of people feel about the damn thing, reviewers will suck the dick of anyone that they need to in order to get by. You look up now, like people who did the Saints Row 2022 game, look up certain reviews and you will see people praise this game. Like there are people out there who praise this game because they made their review as soon as the game came out. Barely gave it a chance, barely played it, anything like that. But they booted up, took a little stock character, played the game as quickly as possible, and then they sat there and wrote a review, and it was like graphics great, game was great, blah 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 blah. But then it's like if you actually sat down and played the game, you would have noticed this is crack of shit. But you didn't play the game, and it's like understanding that the industry as a whole already has a massive multitude of fucking problems, as well as these ridiculous ne'er-do-wells when it comes to people trying to make sure that these narrative games are pushed as heavy and as hard as they have ever been before, you're left with an understanding that shit like The Last of Us being turned into a TV show is only helping them. It's not helping video games. It's making it to where video games are soon going to basically deal the same fate that fucking comic books have dealt with, because video games have already been infested by the SJW crowd as well, as we have an abundance of these ridiculous girl games. A lot of characters, they get turned female for absolutely no reason. A lot of these stories basically being lackluster, as well as it's not as hard hitting as they used to be. And a huge downgrade in terms of gameplay ability, graphics, or just overall response to shit. But it's like, you want to add on the new next best thing, DLCs and whatnot. Well, what was it when Saints Row 2, when the, not Saints Row 2, when the Saints Row reboot came out, before the game even, like, when they had, like, the trailer that released the date that it was supposed to get released, they also said when the DLC was going to drop. But then when the game released, it wasn't even fucking finished. It was still buggy as hell and fucked up. So it throws into question, you were more focused on letting everyone know about the DLC and all that shit, and then pushing this dumbass SJW crowd type of narrative of a story, not understanding the media of which you're working with, as well as the fan base, or the property that you have, but you put out something. It's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Like, the Saints Row reboot is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. But essentially, that's the inevitable fate of a multitude of different games that are currently, like, in development or things that might come out for the future and whatnot. And then essentially, when those things are transferred over into live action, if there was to be a live action Saints Row, you wouldn't get something that would be equal to The Wire, but with wacky with cartoon antics, which sounds fucking amazing. Damn, that'd be a good ass show. Looney Tunes style comedy, but with the seriousness of The Wire, motherfucker. Realistically, that's what Saints Row 2 is. And that game is phenomenal. And I haven't even played it. I want to play that game so bad. That game is amazing. It has one of the, and that to me is actually one of the best video game stories of all time. After seeing that game, I was like, damn, I wish I knew when I was younger. All those times I was in GameStop and I just let it pass me by and I could have had Saints Row 2. I wish I knew. I wish I was a fish. I've played Saints Row 3. Love Saints Row 3. Saints Row 2 is a banger of a game. That thing is so amazing. If you happen to have PlayStation Plus or anything like that, or Game Pass or whatever, you can get the game super cheap now. But I urge you to play it because it is so good. It's such a good game. But that's something where it's like, okay, if they were to sit there and transition Saints Row, and you were to go Saints Row, the fan base has universally declared Saints Row 2 is the best of the games. Even though 3 is cool, 2 is still held in such the highest fucking regards. And again, you can watch gameplay of the story or play the game yourself, and you will understand why people think that. This shit is so much better than Grand Theft Auto. It's ridiculous. But it's, you know, it's like, as much as like everyone would sit there and tell you, that's number one. Number two, the second Saints Row game is what you need to emulate. Try to transition this over into TV and movies or whatever, and that is going to make people fall in love with it because that's what we fell in love with. And the thing that they're more likely to create is the reboot. And why do you think that is? And it's like, well, you got some crazy people running in silo. And it's like, you have the gaming industry basically dealing with a fucking award ceremony where the people who run it literally shake hands with the developers who are up for the fucking awards. I mean, granted, all award shows do this, but within the gaming industry, that shit is worse than ever before. I mean, like, it's something that we would look at and not predicate to. But every single, because like, this isn't, it's not like Jeff Keighley's Game Awards is the first time anyone has ever tried to have a video game award show. Like, think about that, right? Like, even G4 tried to have a video game award show, and it crashed and burned. Spike TV tried to have a video game award show, crashed and burned. And they would do the same goofy shit that Jeff Keighley is doing, and now we just have the added notion of memes keeping shit alive. But for the most part, nah. Hell, what was it, like Spike TV? They used to promote some of their shows on a video game award, their video game award show, and it made absolutely no sense because it's like, who would watch this show? Like, gamers don't watch shows like this, but they're still promoting. Remember the year prior for the video game awards, they had the fucking Birds of Prey movie trailer or like a promo for that at the video game awards, and it's like, no one went to go see that goddamn movie. But that's the people that we're working with, and so because of that, I feel as if it's a necessity to not support something like The Last of Us live action show. I mean, it's going to get great reviews and praise, and people are going to watch it like crazy because honestly, It's going to be on HBO Max. Something else for them to look at besides Velma. More people have gotten HBO Max ever before because of Velma. I'm going to get into that Kettle of Fish a little bit later as well. But it's like, I can't argue with the fact that, hey, they're doing something that people generally like. It's actually a pretty good story. It's something that a lot of people can connect with. They got actors and actresses to play the roles perfectly. It's something that's engaging enough that it's fine. Like I said, it's fine no matter what it does. Like The Last of Us as a story is fine no matter what it does. When it gets to part two, ooh, now that's going to be funny. That's going to be something for their ass, because they got to get this built buff nigga that they're going to have to put a wig on with a long braid and try to pass as a girl and give him a golf club. And that's going to be funny to see if they try to do. I'm here for Joel. Where's Joel? He better come out now. I want the Joel. Abby, no. Yeah, my name is Joel. Abby, no. This is stupid. Oh, man. And then think of the narrative direction for that game. Remember how it took you out of playing as either Joel or Ellie in order for you to play as Abby right after she committed like a heinous act or killed someone that was a memorable character and whatnot? And it's like, yeah, for a movie, maybe this would have made sense. A movie, a TV show, or something like that. Narratively, this probably would have been okay. Before a video game, that's incredibly disturbing. You're playing as someone who just killed someone else that I considered an ally or a partner. That's not good. That's not good at all. That's a bad direction for a video game. It's a bad game. But while playing the game, you could purposely tell everything that you're doing in here is meant to portray that the main character, who isn't someone who came from the previous story, is now a bad person. And then the new character should be considered a good person. Even though their motives, their actions, and the things that they're doing is really fucking stupid, still, they should be considered the good person. Fucking dumb. Like, absolutely fucking dumb. But those are the people who are now in charge of this show that you're going to see. And again, you have to acknowledge the fact that, well, story-wise, this has only one place it could go, is following Last of Us Part 2. And is that something you generally want to support? Is that something you even be willing to see? Can you imagine the little girl who's playing Ellie in The Last of Us being able to hold a show on her own without Pedro Pascal being around? Because once his brains get bashed in, then what are you going to do? Because then you're going to have to show narratively from her perspective and then from the dude in the wig perspective. Who then finds a little trans boy thingy and has to travel the world and collect all the Dragon Balls and slave the Jabberwocky. It's ridiculous. Like I said, Kojima's shaking hands with these people and he's trying to get stuff happen. And in his games, you got basically nothing but massive movie stars playing characters, but the game itself is utter bullshit. And you can't help but think, what the fuck what do you hope to gain from this? And I was like, well, he's gaining it. Extreme press and acknowledgement within Hollywood. That way he's able to make a movie or whatever that's based upon whatever goofy ass thing he comes up with. And since he got it in with these fucking actors and actresses who ain't got a thought between any of them because they're just doing their job, they don't care. And it's like, yeah, you're not going to get any type of quality content anymore. And I said, Kojima hasn't made a good game outside of Metal Gear Solid. And like, even if you say Zone of the Enders are really good games. I have both Zone of the Enders. I love Zone of the Enders. I wish they would make another Zone of the Enders game. But they didn't. They didn't for a reason. It did not sell well. And that's a cross I have to bear. It's like, Zone of the Enders is dope as shit. But it's a cross I gotta bear. But that's just how this industry works. And then that's the people whom you are having in charge doing shit. As soon as Kojima made Death Stranding and it did not do the numbers in which you basically trying to have like a movie star mentality towards his ass when it comes to a video game, that should have been the first signal that, hey, Kojima probably needs to sit back Like he ain't built for this shot. And it was like Konami, like he needs to go back to them. It was like, nah, he ain't built for this. Not at all. But like I said, it's ridiculous that the gaming industry is clearly heading in towards a direction where they're going to hyper emphasize and focus on narratively driven video games. But at the same time, they keep undermining and having an underwhelming response towards video games that don't fit that narrative, that don't have that narrative concept and whatnot. But realistically, the games that are highly anticipated are far more substantiated in terms of being fun or having replayability and things like that, are those games that still remember their video games. They're meant to be fun. They're meant to be played. You can have lore. You can have story. You can have all those things that we've always had, cutscenes and whatnot. But there has to be a game in there at some point. And I feel that if you look at all of the major narrative games or the games that came out in 2022 that were basically these weird social justice left-leaning type bullshit type of games and whatnot, that you can clearly tell were those types of games, any even a small utterance of it and it's like, that's that, you know that. And it's like, you look at those games and then you compare that to Elden Ring, right? Then it's like, well, think about numbers. How many of those games had to get made? And then it was like, all of those games were made under that concept and under that umbrella. And there's only one Elden Ring. And the developers are still making more games that fit that other demographic, the latter one that I said, that has an abundance of a story, that keeps motion captioning actors and actresses, faces and whatnot, that keeps trying to do live service bullshit, but at the same time have these ridiculous stories. And generally just put gameplay on a pause in order for them to tell whatever crappy story they pulled out of whatever crappy book that they could think of. And then you have Elden Ring, which lore was literally spread out all over the place and like fucking sticky notes. Game was just constantly being promoted and showcased as being hard. No one talks about the lore. I mean, some people say that they like it. I believe that they think that they like it. And some people, you know, just don't give a fuck because they just want to become the Elden Lord. As soon as they found that out, and it was like, I'd be damned with everything else. I'm just doing what I gotta do. And it's like, and more power to you. But it's like, you would feel, or I personally feel, that, you know, you could make the assumption that is like a contradiction in what I'm saying there. And it's like, well, you complain about narrative-driven games and the gameplay not being that good, but, you know, like, the story's not that good, but the gameplay is just like, you know, average at best, and you're like, oh, it's bad. But a game like Elden Ring, which story is like barely even there, and it just got gameplay, and you're like, oh, it's good. And it's like, well, again, Elden Ring did the one thing that all games are supposed to be a video game, be challenging, show skill, make you get better at it, make you engaged in what's going on, whether or not the story is fantastic, is amazing, makes me want to cry or anything like that. That's besides the point. That's something that I personally can be like, look forward to in a video game or whatnot. And that's something that anyone else can take from it. Someone can watch a movie and cry while someone else can watch the same movie and not cry. It's subjective. It's art. Because the beauty is that it's art. It's subjective. But at the same time, it's no longer the art form when it changes up the formula. It's no longer a video game when all I'm doing is watching a movie. Then it's a movie. Then it's a 6-hour long movie with me wondering where the fuck my time went. It's that impression that it, for some reason, continues to forget that it's a video game. It's meant to have gameplay. It's meant to be a game. It's meant to be fun, meant to be enjoyable, meant to be challenging. It's meant to be these things that equate and make you a game, not just have segments that deal with that for a short little bit then a weird elongated puzzle, then you jump over a cliff, and then you're into a cutscene dealing with more talky talk that then goes into a walk cycle where they keep talking. Then you have one more battle till it goes back into that talky talk walk cycle, into flashback, back into a talky talk walk cycle. It's not a game. It's not enjoyable. It's not fun. That's me having to be like being tricked into being engaged so I can watch this movie. I have to move this character over here in order for the plot to continue. Well, what if that was something that I wanted to do because the gameplay made it that way? No, you have to do it because the game is telling you to do that. And that, I believe, is the big difference. That, I believe, is where we're having a line be drawn and that's going to cause problems. That's what I feel is the main kicker behind all of this. Supporting The Last of Us is not going to do anything but let them know we should greenlight a lot more of these fucking things over into this concept. Hell, they're already going to make a God of War live action, and it's going to be based off of the recent games rather than the series as a whole. Because fuck it. That's what they did when they made the new God of War anyway. It was like, fuck the previous series. And it's like, as terrible and painful as that is, and it's like, what we're going to get afterwards is going to be something where people be like, man, this matched beat for beat, damn near shot for shot, what the video game was. And it's like, well, no shit, Sherlock. The video game was already a TV show or a movie. Your pick. I don't care. And I just don't want that to happen. So I'd rather not support The Last of Us or any other video game iteration, especially when I know that ain't going to be worth shit. So with that, I'm going to end it. This has been another fantabulous episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, hope you had fun.